ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Isaiah 42 this morning, as we start this out, I'm hoping that I'll cover grants today in the next few minutes that I still have, and then next week, by God's grace, we will conclude it. Isaiah 46, verse 42, please. Verse 6, verse 5 and 6. It says, "This is what the Lord God says, He who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and all that comes out of it, who gives bread to his people and life to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I will take hold of your hand. I will keep you. I will make you a covenant for the people and a light for the Gentiles." Can you please help me display that verse 6 in the Message translation? He said, "I am God. I have called you to live right and well. I have taken responsibility for you. I kept you safe. I have set you among my people to bind them to me, and provided you as a lighthouse to the nations." The power of vision cannot be underestimated in our faith walk or in any life course. So if you're in this room, you are a student, you are pursuing a career path, maybe you run a business, or like I will zero this in to our church later, the truth is that there is nothing significant anyone wants to do that doesn't begin with vision. The power of vision is the ability to see the end from the beginning. It is the ability to capture the reality of the future while you are still in the present. So the power of vision, it's critical to our lives. In Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18, in the Message translation, Proverbs 29, verse 18, it said, "If people can't see what God is doing, they stumble all over themselves. But when they attend to what he reveals, they are most blessed." Where there is no vision, the people cast up restraints. Where there is no vision, the people run wild. Those are translations. Where there is no revelation of God, everyone behaves according to what is right in their own eyes. So the power of vision, I'm saying this even in the light of the admonition I gave earlier on, everything you do, you must do it with a sense of vision. Who I am, where I am, where am I going, where am I coming from? Because sometimes you need to have what we call insight, and then with insight, the present moment, you are able to develop that foresight. where there is no vision. Before God created the heaven and earth, he had a template. He had a template. Before Jesus came on the scene, he said, you will call. Before the Trinity released Jesus, they said, his name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people. So there was something ahead. The Bible described, for those of us in the kingdom, this is the way. It said, the things that were written. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. Describing our own lives. It said, we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus. So, it means when we are in Christ Jesus, we are God's workmen and workwomen. But there is something about our lives is that God has prepared. NIV says the works that God prepared in advance for us to do. So, what are those works? Ephesians 3:10, talking about the church of Jesus. Ephesians 3:10, it said his intention. So, there is a power of vision for the church, that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places. So after Jesus ascended back into heaven and the church started, there was a vision in the mind of God. It's that vision of the original purpose. When God created man, dominion mandate is exercised through the church of Jesus. So the power of vision, we can't comprehend it. You can't run a business, for example, big because it is a trend. This is where everybody is going into. I said to people, have a word, even if it's a verse, a phrase, have a word. And that takes discipline in the place of prayer, because moment challenges will come. What that will help you as a citizen of the kingdom is that you have a tool for spiritual warfare. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, I think in those early verses, he said, no one goes to warfare at their own charges. So your career path, your business, I know that Jamb has offered many people courses that they don't want to enter. But even in you studying those courses, have a sense of vision. So vision is critical to our lives. It cannot be underestimated. Vision is the capacity to see the picture of a preferable future. When God wants to do anything significant in our lives, as individuals, in families, in career paths, in academic pursuits, in businesses, what he does is that he paints a picture on the canvas of our hearts. You are not there yet. People in the business world, they call it, what do they call that thing that people write? Before a business comes in, that's the word I'm looking for. In other words, there is an idea, and around that idea, these are the probabilities. And then for people who are so sure, they are not just probability; they move to prospects. Haven't done their research. So there is an element that God gives us as human beings. We have a picture of the future painted on the canvas of our hearts. That's what we call dreams. That's what we call blueprints. You may ask me, why does God operate that way? Human beings are designed with two sets of eyes. There is your outer eyes. It's a physical eyes. There is your spiritual eyes, which the Bible refers to as the eyes of your understanding. So, in other words, the way God designed it, your inner eye sees much better than your outer eyes. In this power of vision, you might have read or you might have this quote, eyes that look are common, but the one that actually see are few. Because if you exercise your inner eyes, where people see problems, you are seeing opportunities. And that's the way God operates. For God so loved the world, we were not born then, but he saw solution to the problem of mankind before mankind ever got there. So the power of vision. Vision is a critical element to living. The vision of today are the realities of tomorrow. So sometimes you start a business, maybe you are the only one there. It's your idea. You function in that capacity. But hey, because it's the power of vision, after some time, that's how a great business starts. You begin to, because vision attracts helpers, it attracts hands, it attracts where you are weak, it attracts strength to you. So vision in God's kingdom is called revelation, because it goes beyond what your mind can literally comprehend. There is a sense of courage, there is a sense of power that backs that thing up, and you can see the future clearly before you arrive there. Vision is the capacity to see things that are not yet real in the physical world. Capacity, it's a capacity. There are three things that you have in your body. Everybody has it. We call this the eye gate. And then you have the ear gate. And then the heart gate. The coordinator of those is your mouth. Mouth gate. So it's four. So you see it. That's the thing. You see it first. And then you hear it. And then when you hear it, your heart receive and comprehend the entirety. Then your mouth begin to speak it. In this kingdom, if you will operate, whether to do your business, to do career path, to do whatever it is, those four areas must be functioning. And thank God for the Holy Spirit. The baptism of the Holy Spirit sharpens those four areas. So the baptism of the Holy Spirit is not just for us to do shara-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba while we are here. No, the shara-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba takes effect when you have to make decision tomorrow, when you have to respond to that letter, when you have to make that move. And then the shara-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba helps you to see clearly, helps you to hear, helps you to, your heart to comprehend it. And when people say there is no way, you can see possibility. Because there is something that you have seen that every other person have not seen. There's something that you have heard that people have not heard. There's something that you are saying to yourself that people can't feel it. But hey, the process to be able to see it physically, that's what we call spiritual warfare. Because as you are seeing, there are physical evidences that are telling you that what you are seeing is not it. There are suggestions that comes into your ears. There are weariness of heart. Businesses don't thrive. This kind of businesses don't thrive in Nigeria. And then it begins to weaken your bones. But hey, we didn't send ourselves. There shall be a performance of things spoken to her by the Lord. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. And that's the spiritual warfare. Because challenges will come. We live in a broken world. But your high gate, your ear gate, your heart gate, your mouth gate, Sometimes you need to shout for things to respond to you. But the senses or the sensory organs are alive. So vision is the redemptive revelation of God which sets our lives in irreversible motion for success. Vision defines the boundary of our lives. It defines it. There are many things you can't do if you're a man and a woman of vision. There are areas that you must function in. That's what we call grace. Your grace zone. It defines your boundaries. Vision disciplines. When you see people run wide, it's because there's no sense of vision. It disciplines our life. Vision motivates us. You have a reason to wake up every morning despite all the odds. Vision motivates. Vision creates in us a sense of passion and courage for accomplishment. It creates in us. Because if you have seen something on the inside, there are many things I've seen. I can't deny I've not seen them. And because I've seen them, my heart has comprehended them, and I'm speaking them, it's inevitable that the outside environment must cooperate with what I have seen. And you know, it's a process of time, but it would surely come to pass. We get into it shortly. So vision creating us passion, courage to live in the future before it arrives. Vision guides. G-U-I-D-E-S, guides. Vision, guards. G-U-A-R-D-S. So it guides, it guards, it nourish, and multiply life to all who are willing to pursue it. So vision will guide you, we guard you, we nourish you, we multiply your life if you are willing to pursue it. Vision defines in specific terms and creates for us a blueprint for action. Vision defines our lives in specific terms and creates a blueprint of action for us. I, Ordanez, what I'm going to do for the rest of my life is what I'm doing now. But still, it's in different capacity. So I have a blueprint for action. And as a matter of fact, I know what to do at a certain age of my life, which means vision preserves your life. If you want to have long life, develop a sense of vision. He said, with long life, he will satisfy him and then show him. He's not boasting. I can't die now because I have not scratched phase one. The only thing that can happen is if Jesus comes, then we go. Because that's the end. He's the Alpha and the Omega of everything that we can see, we can talk about, we can comprehend, we can hear. Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega of it. So when he comes, he wraps things up. Praise God. As I praise the Lord. So in Habakkuk chapter 2, we read verses 2 and 3. Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. He said, then the Lord answered me. So it must be that Habakkuk was asking questions. Said, the Lord answered me and said, So in response, if you want to get the vision of God for your career path, for your as a student, for your business, you need to learn to ask questions. People out there, they call it SWOT. You analyze yourself. You analyze your journey in life. He said, write the vision. Make it plain on tablets. So that means the Bible have seen tablets before we got into age of manufacturing tablets. That's why they say there is nothing new under the sun. So, make it plain on tablets that he may run. Who reads it? For the vision is yet for what? People look for shortcuts to success. And someone wrote by the name of John Mason, An Enemy Called Average. He said that those shortcuts, it's actually, it takes 10 years to do shortcuts in every life endeavor. So you know the person who hasn't really gotten the blueprint has just wasted 10 years doing nothing. So he said, write the vision, make it plain, it's yet for an appointed time, but at the end. So if it's vision for a business, for a career, it doesn't speak at the beginning. It speaks when we are consistent with what we have seen, what we have heard, what we have spoken, what we have comprehend. That's when the vision begins to speak.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,